一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，我们以欢喜快乐的心到主的面前来敬拜你。
Dear Father, we come with a joyful heart to worship you today.
求主你的圣灵开启我们属灵的眼睛，来明白主你话语中的奥秘。
Open our eyes to know your words through Holy Spirit.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在约翰福音二十章十九节说，星期日晚上，耶稣的门徒聚集在一起，门紧紧的关着，因为他们怕犹太人。那时候，耶稣显现再站在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”
In John 20:19, on the evening that day, that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with door locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you.
耶稣基督的教会是由一群在二楼上把门关得紧紧躲在里面的那些耶稣的门徒开始的。
The Lord's church started with Jesus' disciples hiding on the second floor with door tightly locked.
《使徒行传》第一章里面告诉我们说，当耶稣复活之后四十天之久向门徒显现，然后升天到父上帝那里。
Chapter 1 in Acts, it mentioned that Jesus appeared before the disciple for 40 days after his resurrection, that he was raised to be with the Father.
耶稣交代门徒，当他升天之后，他们要在耶路撒冷等候。
Jesus also told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem after he was raised to heaven.
他们上了他们所住的二楼上，关起门来。
So here we see the disciples lock themselves on the second floor.
耶稣在那过去的三年来训练。这些门徒来教导他们，如今他们害怕的关在楼上的一个房间。
For the past 3 years, Jesus has been teaching them, and this is a place on the second floor, but now they are just hiding and locked themselves there.
当他们在那二楼上的房间里面的时候，他们必想起耶稣怜悯的心。曾经医治了患麻风病的人。
What went through their mind at that moment? They thought about the lepers were healed by Jesus' mercy.
耶稣曾经在海里平静了暴风雨。
Jesus calmed the storm in the sea.
耶稣曾经以五饼二鱼行神迹给5000人来吃饱。等等这些的神迹。
The miracle feeding 5,000 people with 5 fish and 2 pieces of bread. All this miracle might just went through their mind.
但是如今他们有如瘫痪的躲在楼上的房间。
But now they are hiding on a small room up in the second floor and they feel that they are helpless.
他们无能为力为主做什么事。
They feel that they cannot do anything for God.
2000年后今天的教会是否像当时在二楼上的门徒一样瘫痪处在一个瘫痪的状态中呢？
After 2000 years, now we are we in the same situation as those disciples, and we feel as helpless as they were?
我们的信心是否只是足够的将我们聚集在一起？却没有足够的热情与力量来踏出我们的脚步呢？
How much is our faith? Is our faith just enough to put us together? But is there enough passion to move us forward?
我们领受到主的救赎的恩典，我们是否只是关在门后呢？
After we receive God's salvation,Do we just withdraw to a locked room?
今天我们作为一个神的儿女，我们是否从主得着能力为主做见证， 或是觉得属灵的无力感呢？
Where do we stand now as God's children? Have we received the power from God to be His witness, or we simply feel helpless?
马可福音第九章十四到二十九节里面记载，有一个父亲，他的儿子被哑巴鬼附着了。
In Mark 9:14-29, describe a child was possessed by a spirit that robbed him of speech.
在马可福音第九章十八节，他告诉耶稣说：“我请求你的门徒赶走这鬼。”可是他们无能为力。
In Mark 9:18, the father told Jesus, "I ask your disciple to drive out the spirit, but they could not."
耶稣同情这个人的儿子所遇到的痛苦的处境，因此怜悯了这个儿子，医治了他的病。
Jesus had pity on this suffering child, so he healed him.
耶稣是一位怜悯的主。
Jesus is a Lord with compassion.
我们从马可福音第九章十四到二十九节共同来领受神的话。
Let's learn about God's words from Mark 9:14-29.
第一是属灵的无力感。
Our first message today is we have faith, but we feel powerless.
我们今天所处的时代，外界的因素对我们很大的影响。
There's a lot of our mind that affects the outside world.
捷运交通的方便。
We're constantly affected by the traffic, which is very convenient now.
电视、社交媒体以及更广阔的朋友圈子。
We're also affected a lot by the TV, by the social media, or expanded friend circle.
在二十一世纪里面，有什么东西是跟八十年前一样的呢？
What remains the same now compared to year 80?
我们发现这个时代改变的很多。
We found that the world changed a lot.
当我们在人生中遇到了一些的挑战的问题的时候，我们从哪里去找答案？
So the problem is when we need some answers or some solutions, where do we turn to?
我们在人生中仍然需要一个永久的基础作为我们人生的准则。
In our life, we need a permanent foundation to be our base.
神的真理就是我们人生的准则。
The Lord's words.Are our life foundation.
我们在这畸变的世界里面，我们的灵面也要继续的长进，因此才能够有能力去面对新时代种种的挑战。
In this constantly changing world, we need to continue to grow our spiritual life so that we will have the strength and wisdom to face any challenges.
我们今年2018年教会年度的主题就是在基督里一起长进。
The 2018 theme of our congregation is growing together in Christ.
我们借着礼拜主入学、团契聚会、个人灵修与祷告等等活动，使我们能够更明白来了解神的真理，并且更与神的亲近。
We can understand better God's word and be closer to God through worship, Sunday schools, fellowship, devotion, and prayers.
如果我们停止了属灵生命上的成长，我们将不能够像耶稣，他在小时候，这个在路加福音第二章五十二节所描写的说，耶稣的智慧和身量。便神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
If we stop to nurture our spiritual life, we'll also stop growing. And we will not be like in Luke 2:50 described, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God. Amen.
我们在属灵上必须继续的长进，我们才能够继续得着从神得来的能力，在他的面前来服侍他。
Only when we grow our spiritual life, continually will be able to have enough strength and wisdom to serve in continually.
最近我读前美国总统 Jimmy Carter 他所写的一本新书叫做《信仰》。
I recently read a new book published by our former U.S. President Jimmy Carter. The book, the title is Faith.
他分享他人生信仰的旅程。
He shared about his faith journey.
他说，在所有宗教里的基要主义有一个值得注意的倾向，包括基督教里面不同的教派，同样的也包括印度教、犹太教与回教。
This is what he says about the religion now. There is a remarkable trend toward fundamentalism in all religions, including the different denomination of Christianity as well as Hinduism, Judaism, and Islam.
逐渐的真正的信徒，所以他们称为他们是真正的信徒，倾向于开始一个抉择的过程啊，因为我与神联合在一起，我是上级的啊，并且我的信仰是占优势的，任何不同意我的人，那是属于错误的。
Increasingly, true believers.Are inclined to begin a process of deciding. Since I'm aligned with God, I'm superior, and my belief should prevail, and anyone who disagrees with me is inherently wrong.
下一步，就是他们是属于下级的，最后的第一步是他们是低于人类的，最后他们的生命是不重要的。
The next step.Is inherently inferior. The penultimate step is subhuman, and then their lives are not significant.
卡特提醒大家说，我们必须不可变成一种过度的信仰，以为我们从神获得了一个特别的任命去解释圣经，并认为任何不同意。我们这看法的人都是错误的以及下级的。
What Carter tried to remind us is that we must not become obsessed with the belief that we have a special ordination from God to interpret the scripture and to consider anyone who disagrees with us wrong and inferior.
那些驾飞机去炸美国纽约的世贸大楼的人，就是偏激的信仰形态的人，就是像以上卡特所描写的信仰形态。
The typical example that described above is the people who flew the plane and crashed into New York World Trade Center in 9/11. They are those who obsess with a radical religion belief.
Jimmy Carter 总统乃是提醒我们，大家都不完全，甚至对神也没有办法完全的了解。
What Jimmy Carter might try to remind us is that we are all incomplete, and we have no way to fully understand God.
甚至正如像使徒保罗在哥林多前书十三章第九节所说的。我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。
Just as disciple Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians 13:9, for we know in part and we prophesy in part.
继续在十二节说，我们如今仿佛对着镜子，就像古铜镜，观看模糊不清，到那时就要面对面的。我如今所知道的有限，到那时候就全知道了，如同主知道我一样。
And it follows in 1 Corinthians 13:12, for now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
保罗说， 我们虽然尽最大的所能去了解认识神，我们对神的了解仍然是好像对着古铜镜在观看一样模糊不清。
Paul means that we might do our best to know about God, but our understanding remains blurry and limited as an old bronze mirror.
因为我们是有限的。
The simple truth is that we are limited.
神是无限的。
God is unlimited.
有限的人不能够完全去了解掌握无限的神。
The limited object one can never fully understand the unlimited one.
因此我们对神的认识了解或对神的真理的了解经常都有很大成长的空间。
Therefore our understanding of God's words has a lot of possibility to grow.
我们必须经常抱着谦卑的态度到神的面前恳求圣灵来开启我们属灵的眼睛去了解领悟神的真理。
Let's constantly bring ourselves before God with humbleness to ask for the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to grow our understanding about God's word.
当保罗对神之认识的教导之后，他在哥林多前书十三章最后一节十三章十三节他说，如今长存的有信有望有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
When Paul has some understanding about God's word, he mentioned in 1 Corinthians in the last chapter, last verse 13 and 13, he says, and now the three remain, faith, hopeand love, but the greatest of this is love.
使徒保罗告诉我们，对神的信心最重要的，就是要借着我们的行为表现在爱人的上面。
Paul wanted us to know that the way to demonstrate our faith toward the Lord is by loving others.
马可福音第九章十四到二十九节说，记在这个父亲带他被聋哑的鬼所附着的儿子到耶稣的门徒那里求他们医治他的儿子。
In Mark 9:14-29 it talks about the father brought the child who was obsessed by spirit to the disciple for help.
但是耶稣的门徒却没有那种医治的能力。
But the disciples failed to cure him.
这代表他们需要在属灵的上面继续的增长。
It shows that the disciple will need to continue to nurture their spiritual life.
他们需要与神更加的亲近连结。
They need to grow closer and be more tightly connected to the Lord.
神赐给我们个人不同的恩赐才能。我们在任何的事工上的服事需要在属灵上继续的增长与主的连结才能够有能力去医病或者做其他种种这些的侍奉。
Each one of us is blessed with different talents. So when we serve God in different capacities, we will need to ask God's help, the Holy Spirit, to be connected to Him for strength.
约翰福音第十五章第五节，耶稣说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
As is described in John 15:5, "I am the vine; you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing."
第二。主的怜悯。
The second message today is the mercy of God.
当耶稣吩咐门徒把那个被聋哑的鬼所附着的孩子带到耶稣那里的时候，耶稣问他的父亲，在马可第九章二十一节说，耶稣问他的父亲说，他害这病多久了？他回答说，从小就有。
When Jesus asked the father to bring the child who has possessed by the Spirit? He asks a question in Mark 9:21. Jesus asks the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered.
这个小孩子从小就害了这个病。
So this child was ill since he was a little boy.
他的父亲、母亲必定找遍各处的医生想要来医治他的孩子的病却是不能。
We could be pretty sure that the parents must have looked around for cures, but could not find any doctor capable of healing him.
这个孩子的父母遭遇到了人生不能解决的困难。
The parents encounter a problem that they cannot solve.
但他把这个困难带到耶稣的面前。
So they brought this problem to Jesus Christ.
他得到了主的怜悯，主医治了他的儿子的病。
Jesus has mercy on them, so he cured the child's sickness.
今天或许在你现阶段的人生当中遇到了一个没有办法解决的困难。
Same for us, we might encounter problems that we have no solution.
我们学习这位父亲把遇到的困难带到耶稣的面前来寻求耶稣的怜悯。
So let's learn from the Father. Let's bring the problem to Jesus and ask for His mercy.
马太福音1:28，主耶稣应许说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
In Matthew 11:28, our Father, our Lord promised us that, "Come to me, all you who are worried and burdened, and I will give you rest."
那位被鬼所附的小孩子的父亲向耶稣来描写他的孩子的病情。
The father described the son's symptom to Jesus.
马可9:22说，鬼多次想杀灭他，把他扔在火里，推下水里。假如你能够的话，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
In Mark 9:22-24, he has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us.
23节，耶稣说：“是的，假如你能够有信心的人，什么事都是可能的。”
If you can, say Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes.
24节说。孩子的父亲立刻大声喊：“我信，但是我的信心不够，求你帮助我。”
Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me to overcome my unbelief."
耶稣向小孩子的父亲说：“如果他有信心的话，他的小孩子的病呢，可能得到医治。”
Jesus said to the father that if he has faith.His son will be cured.
但是小孩子的父亲说他信，但是他的信心不够，求主帮助他。
But the father said, though he has believed, but not strong enough.
信心的对象是耶稣。
Our belief is in God.
小孩的父亲求耶稣医治他的小孩。
The father asked Jesus to cure his child.
意思就是他想对主有足够的信心，想要相信耶稣能够来医治他的小孩。
He wished that he has enough faith to believe that Jesus will heal his child.
但是他说他的信心不够。
But he said that his belief is not strong enough.
意思就是说他还不能够完全来相信耶稣是否能够来医治他的小孩。
He does not have enough faith to believe that God, he could rely completely on God to heal him.
他对耶稣还有怀疑的地方。
He has doubt in Jesus.
他求耶稣帮助他能够完全的来相信他。
So he asked Jesus first to help him.
孩子的父亲求主帮助他对主的信心。
So he asked Jesus to help him to overcome his unbelief.
美国以前一位神学家田立克，他说：“ 怀疑是信心主要的一面，含义着继续的寻找啊，并啊，永远不会找到最后的答案。怀疑不是信心的相对，它是信心的一个成分。
Paul Tillich, a theologian, he said, doubt is an integral facet of faith, implying a continuous search and never a final answer. Doubt is not the opposite of faith, it is one element of faith.
意思就是我们在信心上可以有怀疑，这含义着我们还有不清楚、不明白的地方，并且我们寻求要明白。
It is fine to have doubts in faith. It simply means that there are parts that we are not clear or we do not understand.
我们经常可能遇到一些的怀疑，但是我们经常的到神面前来寻求明白。
So when we have doubts, what we do is just need to look for clarification before God.
圣经里面提到施洗的约翰。
In Bible, it talks about the John baptism.
路加第七章二十八节说，当耶稣论及施洗约翰之时，耶稣说，我告诉你们，凡妇女所生的，没有一个大过约翰的。
In Luke 7:28, it mentioned about John baptism. It says, I tell you, among those born of woman, there is no one greater than John.
施洗约翰为耶稣的侍奉做准备。
John is preparing Jesus for future service.
耶稣在约旦河里面受施洗约翰的洗礼。
So Jesus received from John the baptism.
约翰第一章二十九节，施洗约翰指着耶稣见证说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
In John 1:29, John the baptist said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
耶稣告诉我们说，施洗约翰为主所预备的工作是何等的重要。
Jesus is letting us know that what John has prepared for him is very important.
因此他说，凡妇女所生的，没有一个大过约翰的。
Therefore, there is no one greater than John that is born of woman.
施洗约翰虽然对主有那么大的信心，他虽然为主做了非常美好的见证。
Even though we see that John has great faith in Jesus and he has done a lot of witness.
但是当他被关在监狱里面的时候，他宗教的逼迫，他对耶稣的信心有怀疑。
But when he was imprisoned, being prosecuted, he started to have some doubts.
马太福音十一章第二到第三节说，约翰在监里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去问他说，那。将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
In Matthew 11:2-3, when John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciple to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we expect someone else?"
意思就是施洗约翰怀疑耶稣是否是神所差遣到世界上的救主弥赛亚。
We see that John has some doubt whether or not Jesus is the Messiah sent by God.
耶稣帮助施洗约翰来了解他。
So Jesus went along to help John to understand.
叫他他的门徒回去告诉施洗约翰关于有关耶稣所做的事。
So he told the disciple to go back to tell John about what he has done.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，告诉施洗约翰说，在马太福音十一章五到六节说，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音，传给他们。
So this is what Jesus asked his disciple to say in Matthew 11:5-6 to John. The blind receive sight, the lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cleansed. The deaf hear, the dead are raised. And the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me.
耶稣要施洗约翰来知道耶稣所做一切的事工，就是弥赛亚救主的工作。
Jesus wants John to know that what he has done is exactly what the Messiah would have done.
他就是担任弥赛亚的角色。
He is the Messiah.
我们在属灵的旅程当中，或许有时候我们遇到一些的疑惑。
So when we have some doubts in our spiritual life, it is fine.
我们不要丧志。
We do not need to be discouraged.
我们求主帮助，使我们能够明白。
We ask for God's help to help us.
我们借着主日的礼拜、主日学、查经、等等弟兄姐妹在信仰里面彼此的分享与见证，我们的祷告、灵修等等，让我们一些在信仰上的疑惑能够明白。
We can resolve our doubts through worship, Sunday schools, Bible study, sharing and witness between brothers and sisters, prayers and devotions.
当那个小孩的父亲要求耶稣帮助，他的信心不够之后，耶稣医治了他的背。鬼附的小孩的病。
So, when the father asked Jesus to solve his doubts, Jesus healed the child.
耶稣帮助了小孩的父亲的信心。
Jesus helped the father on his faith.
小孩的父亲看见了主在小孩子身上医治的大能，来相信他是一位无所不能的神，神，并且来认识主，他是一位满有怜悯的主。
The father witnessed the healing power and believed that Jesus is the powerful God and recognized him as a merciful God.
最后，活出信心的行为。
Our last message today is live out the faith.
再回到马可福音第九章二十八节说，耶稣一进到屋里，门徒就暗暗地问他，为什么我们不能把那鬼赶走呢？
After Jesus healed the child, in Mark 9:28, after Jesus has gone indoors, his disciple asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out?
二十九节，耶稣说，只有靠祷告才能够赶走这鬼，此外没有别的方法。
In 29, he replied, this kind can come out only by prayer.
耶稣告诉我们，侍奉的能力是借由祷告而来的能力。
Jesus meant to say that our serving ability, our power comes from prayer.
我们侍奉的能力的来源是出自于神。
Our source of serving comes from God.
我们靠自己的能力不能够做什么。
We cannot do anything by ourselves.
我们借着祷告与主连接在一起，神的心力来成为我们的心力，神的能力成为我们的能力，因此我们有能力来服侍神。
We connect to God through prayers. Through prayers, God's will become our will. God's power will become our power.
我们才有能力去实践神的爱。
Therefore, we have the power to serve God. We have the power to live out God's love.
我们借着祷告、信仰的生活，种种与神的亲近，借着圣灵得着的能力，最终的目的是在哪里？
Through prayers and faithful life, we will be closer to God and get power from the Holy Spirit. But for what?
我们的信心要借着爱的行为来表现出来。
Our faith is to be demonstrated by showing our love.
我们的信心要实践神的爱。
Our love is to live out God's love.
美国今日杂志曾做一个民意调查。
A survey from USA Today.
一个题目说，如果你与神面对面，你将问什么问题？
The question is, if you can face to face with God, what question would you ask?
如果今天我们能够与神面对面，我们第一个问题要问他什么呢？
So if you meet with God face to face, what would that be your first question to him?
在这回答的问题当中前四个回答 number four 啊，就是说啊，要问神说，我这样能够活多久？
The topical answer coming down, the number four is how long will I live?
第三个问题就是第三个这个最高的问题就是说，其他地方有没有才智的生命？
Number three is there intelligent life elsewhere?
第二是死后还有生命吗？
The second answer will be, is there life after death?
Number one 的问题就是我人生的目的是什么？
And the number one question people ask is, what is my purpose in life?
我们要知道我们人生在这个世界上应当做什么，这是 number one 的一个问题。
Many of us wish to know what is the purpose of our life.
马丁路德宗教的改革强调因信称义，我们借着信靠耶稣基督得救。
Martin Luther focused on two things during his religion reformation. The first one is our faith makes us right.
另外，回归圣经，我们的信仰以圣经为主。
The second focus is go back to the Bible. Our faith should be based on Bible.
另外，马丁路德也强调信徒祭司的职分。
He also talked about priesthood of believers.
他强调人人皆祭司。
He means that everyone is a priest.
主耶稣基督称为我们的大祭司，他在十字架上替我们世上的人来赎罪，使我们与神恢复和好的关系，因此我们能够借着耶稣到神的面前。
Jesus is our high priest.He died for us on the cross for our sins, so we can reconcile with God, so we can go back to God through Him.
因此，我们作为神的儿女的每一个人，也应该扮演一个人与神之间祭司的角色。
Therefore, as God's children, we become the priest between God and people to bring others to connect to God.
带领人来亲近神。
Our purpose is to bring others to God.
神要我们在这个世界上的目的是什么呢？
And so what is the purpose of our life?
我们每一个人，无论是处在任何的职位上，我们都应该借着我们的作为来荣耀神。
Regardless of our profession, we should glorify God with our action.
我们应当在每日的生活上活出信心的行为。
We should live a faithful life.
刚才我提到前美国卡特总统在最近的一本书里面的分享。
I talk about the former president Jimmy Carter's book.
他另外分享说，在1979年。邓小平副总理来访问美国。
This is another sharing from the book that in 1979, China Vice Premier Deng Xiaoping came to visit U.S.
卡特总统他说，邓小平在白宫的这个招待宴会当中呢，邓小平亲身对他说，总统先生。中国人与我想再想说我们能够在中国为您效劳什么呢？
During one dinner party in the White House, the Premier then he leaned over Carter and he said, Mr. President, the Chinese people and I wonder if there's anything we could do in China for you.
卡特他想到他小时候的时候很羡慕那一些到外国的宣教师。
Carter thought about his admiration about those people, missionaries who went to China.
但是 在他当总统的时候，那个时候早已经宣教师都从被都是从被在中国都是被驱逐出境了。
And Carter thought about when he became the president, all those all those foreign missionaries were all expelled from China.
中国的人民呢也不能够拥有自己的圣经。
And Chinese people could not have their own Bible.
他们也不能够公开的聚集做礼拜。
There can be no opening preaching.
所以他对邓小平说。
So therefore, this is what he said to the Premier Deng.
是的。我想要求三件事。
So he said, yes, there are three things I would like to have.
就是要求你们的政府让人们可以自由的敬拜。
For your government to let people worship freely.
让他们拥有自己的圣经。
To own their own Bible.
以及让我们的宣教士可以再回去。
And for our missionaries to return.
卡特总统基于一个基督徒的立场，站在他的地位上，他想关心神的国度的事。
This is how President Carter cares about God's kingdom as a Christian.
邓小平惊讶了一下。
For a moment, 邓 was shocked.
他回答说：“我必须考虑一下。
”He paused for a while, then he responded.
然后再回答你。
I would need to think about it, and I will let you know later.
隔天早晨，邓小平回答他说：“托两个要求，我可以答应。”
So then responded in the following morning that he accept the first two requests.
但是宣教师回中国宣教还不能够。
But not the third one to allow the missionary to return to China.
因为那些宣教士，因为他们以前的表现的作为，有如他们是优越者，并且企图要去改变中国的文化习俗。
Because he feel that those missionaries acting as like superiors and attempt to change Chinese cultural habits.
我们要继续努力的祷告，让中国能够正式的开放，让宣教士回到。
Let's continue to pray for the missionary to be able to return to China freely and preach openly.
卡特总统的要求虽然只成就了两项，可以敬拜神，可以拥有自己的圣经，但是他身为一个基督徒的立场，站在他的岗位上，他想在神的国度里面尽他一份的努力。
Even though two of the Carter's requests were granted, that is, be able to have Bible and then be able to worship, but as a Christian, Carter was thinking about how to advance God's kingdom in his capacity.
同样，我们每一个人站在不同的岗位上，我们也应当尽我们。一份的力量去活出耶稣基督的见证。
Therefore, like each one of us could do, is do our best to live a Christian life as God's witness.
加拉太书第五章第六节说：“唯有那以爱的行动表现出来的信心，才算重要。”
In Galatians 5:6, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
雅各书第二章十四节说：“我的弟兄们、姐妹们，包括若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢
？”In James 2:14, what good it is, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds？
二章十七节说：“这样信心做没有行为就是死的。
”In James 2:17, in the same way, faith by itself。If it is not accomplished by action, it's dead.
在以上加拉太书、雅各书的经文来提醒我们，身为神的儿女的人，应当经常的记住以实际的爱心的行为，来爱神，表现在爱人的上面。
This verse reminds us we have to show real action of love to love God and to love others as God's children.
我们在每一个人的岗位上，我们尽心的来服侍神。
Let's remember to serve God in our own capacity.
主是一位怜悯的神。
God is with compassion.
在属灵上，门徒他们觉得无力感，不能够将哑巴的鬼从那个小孩子的身上赶出去。
Even though sometimes we have faith in God, like the disciples, but we have doubts, so we could not chase the demon out.
因为他们在属灵的生命上还是需要继续的增长。
Because we all need to grow in our spiritual life.
我们为要在属灵的上面得着能力，我们在属灵的上也继续的需要增长。
So in order to receive strength from God, we will need to grow our spiritual life.
我们看到主是一位怜悯的神，来医治的那一位被鬼附着的小孩子，来帮助这个小孩子的信心。
God is a merciful God. His mercy was able to heal the child and grow the father's faith.
帮助这个小孩子的父亲的信心啊，本来他有怀疑，在我们的属灵生活上，或许有时候我们有怀疑，但是我们必须继续的到神的面前来求神的帮助，开启我们眼睛来了解他。
Like the father, sometimes we have doubt, our faith is not strong enough. All we need to do is come to God and ask for God's strength in us.
并且我们应当把信心来活出来。
And live out the faith.
我们的力量是靠着与主连结的力量。
Our strength comes from God.
让我们能够借着跟主的连结，在每天的生活上来活出耶稣基督美好的见证。
Only with connection to God will be able to become the witness of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你是一位怜悯的主。
Dear Lord, we are so thankful that you are God with mercy.
你怜悯我们世人处在罪恶的束缚当中。
You have pity on us for our bound with sin.
你到世上来担当我们的罪，死在十字架上。
You came to the earth to take away our sin and die for us.
因此我们能够来称为主你的儿女。
By doing that, we could become God's children again.
求主你继续带领我们在属灵的生命上继续的增长。
Please help us to grow our faith.
能够继续从你得着能力，在生活当中来活出主你的见证。
Let us gain power from you to become your witness.
我们为这个礼拜六要召开儿童事工的父母家长的会议，求主您帮助，让我们在主日学的上面能够继续来带领这些小孩来认识你。
This Saturday we'll have a meeting with the young children's ministry, and please bring all the parents together so we could plan a good Sunday school for these children.
来，我们继续为从我们当中出去的郑继昭牧师蒙主你的恩召，求主你继续带领在追思礼拜一切的安排，以及主你的圣灵的安慰在众亲人朋友的上面。
We continue to pray for Deacon 郑继昭. He's now back to heaven with God, and that'spray for all the arrangements of the memorial service be go smoothly and comfort his family.
我们在主您面前，各种或许遇到一些特别的困难，求主您帮助我们对主您足够的信心，相信主您必怜悯我们。
We might face some difficulties or challenges in our life.Please God, give us faith and strengthen us and give us the power to believe that everything is possible in you.
因为你是一位怜悯的神。
Because you are God with mercy.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.